matter of.
Hello, Pod of Their Own listeners. Welcome back to a Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
This week, our Mensch of the Week is Eduardo Escobar. He obviously has not been lighting the world on fire with his on-field performance. And
which
he
is not what it's about anyway.
No,
right.
No.
That is not what this is about.
No judgment.
As we already talked about in great depth in the main show this week, Brett Beatty has been called up to the big leagues, which is very exciting for all Mets fans. You know, we've been hoping for this day for a long time. We had wished that it would have happened to start the season, but the day has finally arrived. Beatty has been absolutely tearing it up in the minors. Meanwhile, Escobar has not been doing so well in the big leagues this year, and so it kind of, the Mets' hand was forced. Let's be real, there were no developmental objectives. That was not a part of the equation. It never was. The Mets' hand was forced, and Beatty is up and is the best thing for the team. But you know, like, it's not easy when you're a veteran who's towards the end of his career, who's struggling, who's getting replaced by a younger player. It is never easy for anybody. But of course, Eduardo Escobar is handling it with grace and with class. And I would expect nothing less, honestly. Eduardo Escobar is honestly like the perpetual mensch of this team.
Yes.
Like,
it was only a matter of time before he got this award.
Exactly. And I feel like it won't be the last for him. Even though his role on the team is going to be reduced, he is never going to give up the resident mensch role because he will continue to be a mensch. He is just the definition of a mensch.
It's all over. Every time you see him, it's just like there.
Yeah.
This is an excerpt from a clip, not from a clip, from an excerpt from an article about Escobar, a previous article about Escobar on the Mets. Mets third baseman Eduardo Escobar likes to tell teammates, "I'm proud of you, man," saying it's something to make people feel good. He said he began using the saying with Tory Lovullo, his manager with the Diamondbacks, from 2018 to 2021, inspiring them to order t-shirts with the phrase. And the Mets apparently donned "Proud of You, Man" t-shirts when Escobar celebrated becoming the 10th Venezuelan player to reach 10 years of major league service. All the Mets wore t-shirts with "Proud of You, Man" on it with his face. So that just goes to show, like, how much Escobar is beloved in this clubhouse and every clubhouse he's been a part of. He is just one of the most universally, like, beloved players in the game. And he proved that again this week when, in the face of, you know, his playing time being like reduced by Brett Beatty's call up, he said, quote, "The kid deserves it. He deserves everything he's getting right now." He had nothing but good things to say about Brett Beatty, which is just so classy.
And Beatty is so lucky to have someone like Escobar, yeah, who is happy to help him adapt and to advise and support him. Like, that's a really positive, it's a positive situation for everyone, because Escobar still gets to play his role, and you know, and Beatty's coming into a welcoming place, and it's not there's not a lot of conflict coming out of that. I think it's really gonna help everybody.
And you know, Escobar is going to serve as a mentor too. If he has like any issues at third, you know,
that's exactly,
Escobar is going to be there for him.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it'd be easy to be bitter or resentful when, you know, it's the end of your career. You still feel like you can contribute. But it's just not happening for you at the moment. And the Mets have this prospect knocking down the door, who's going to take your playing time. It would be easy to be, you know, bitter about that. And Escobar doesn't seem to be displaying one ounce of that, because that's just not the person that he is. And I think that, like, a lot of the argument from folks who didn't necessarily want Beatty to be starting in the major leagues. I think it was a very small minority of people, but there were definitely people who were worried about, you know, as deference to the veteran, and like, you know, Buck Showalter is a manager that often gives a lot of deference to veterans, and people were worried about how Escobar would take this and, you know, not giving him the chance to have the job first before giving it to the young guy outright. But my counter argument to that was always like, if Escobar was going to react in such a negative way, then he was not the person that we thought he was. And he was the veteran player that he was not doing his job as a veteran player to react negatively to that. Because part of the job of veteran players is to mentor younger players. And I think Escobar more than anybody understands that.
Well, even, you know, last year and, you know, so far this year too, he didn't have the best year last year until September. And he never let his struggles get him down. He was never, you know, never visibly frustrated. Never, you know, saying, complaining about anything. He just had the same, like, positive attitude going through. And, you know, he's just, you know, and I think it's a good, he could end up being a good ambassador for the game, too. And, you know, like you said, like, he's the 10th Venezuelan player to reach 10 years. Like, he's, that's a good role model for people of Venezuela to have now. And I know he did really want to, did he end up playing or did he not end up playing in the World Baseball Classic?
He did.
Yeah. Cause I know that meant a lot to him. And, you know, there was that whole debate of, oh, he might lose his job to Beatty if he goes to play for Venezuela, but you know, it meant a lot to him. And, you know, things happened the way they happened, and now here's Beatty, but you know what? His attitude never changed. And so, you know, like, kudos to him for always keeping that same level, even keel, positive attitude, because clearly it also rubs off on his teammates. So, and then the, like, people, you need those people around because it's a long season and it's easy to get down when things aren't going so well and when it's hot and you're cranky and, oh, you're in the doldrums of summer. So, just to have that positive impact on the clubhouse is also a good thing for all the guys.
I think we always said, you know, when we talked about last year's team, you need the Jacob deGroms on the team, but you also need the Eduardo Escobars.
Yes.
Very different styles of leadership.
Yeah, you need that balance.
Everything in balance. And I mean, obviously, the most is being made of Brett Beatty coming up as the young guy and Escobar mentoring him since he plays the same position. But Francisco Alvarez, the other young player on the Mets right now, the other rookie, is Venezuelan. And so to have Escobar's presence on the team, I think is a big deal for someone like Alvarez. I want an Alvarez Escobar buddy comedy, and I want it right now.
It's hard to get a read on Alvarez's personality yet. He hasn't really said much.
I think he's stressed out and like adjusting, and you know, like obviously he's still learning the language, and so I think it's a lot of an adjustment. But I think his personality will come through a lot more as he gets comfortable in the big leagues. The Mets are not lacking for personality because they have Eduardo Escobar on the team. And if you aren't watching the Mets reels on Instagram, you are absolutely missing out on primo Eduardo Escobar content day in and day out. I highly recommend, if you have an Instagram account, to follow the Mets on Instagram if you don't already, which probably literally everybody who listens to this podcast already does. But seriously, like, they do these little pre-game, like, they do these little interviews like during batting practice and stuff where they ask all the players the same question. It's usually something silly, like if an actor were to play you in a movie, what actor would it be, or something like that, or like, what's your favorite pre-game meal, like silly things like that, just to get fun answers out of the players. And Escobar has the best answer every single time.
Yep.
The funniest answer. He always
starts. I don't think he's even really trying. It's just him being endearing.
He starts out by saying, give me 5 minutes, 5 minutes, like every time. And then he comes back and says something absolutely hilarious 100% of the time. Oh, when they asked
the hidden talent one
was so good, because Escobar started just like broke out into song and started singing.
Yes, it's so endearing. I love it.
It was so good. Anyway, Escobar is a mensch, and we love him, and Brett Beatty couldn't have a better mentor than him, and we're so happy and proud of him for being classy, but we didn't expect anything different.
Yes. And thank you for bringing us joy with the Instagram content.
Yeah, absolutely. So that does it for Mensch of the Week this week. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com and check out all of our fantastic pods on there. You can support us by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media, Twitter and Instagram @HRApplesauce. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce and we will be right there. We are proudly part of the Fans First Sports Network. You can follow our show on Twitter @ApodOfTheirOwn. And you can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the same handle. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am @PetitePhD. Linda is @LindaServich. And Maggie is @Maggie162. Please rate and review the podcast if you haven't already. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro to this show, the original intro and outro music to this show is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there is no crying in podcasts.